David Merle from John Price Law Firm. How you doing, bud?
Good morning.
Talk about concussions during Brain Injury Awareness Month. What you got?
Well, concussion is also called a mild traumatic brain injury. And very often we see this in, especially in my personal injury practice, auto accidents, slip and falls, where the head strikes either a window, steering wheel, back of the headrest, or if you fall and hit the ground, or even if you don't strike anything, just from your head or body whipping back and forth, you can sustain a concussion, which a concussion is where the brain rapidly moves inside the skull, and it changes how the brain normally functions.
Because it all has to compensate. It's like, this is not supposed to be happening. So then your survival instincts, that your brain takes over. You don't really have control over that.
That's true. And it's often been referred to as a brain bruise, where the brain presses hard, you know, up against the skull inside your head. But it can have serious long-term health effects. Even a mild ding bump can cause a concussion. And some signs and symptoms to look for are headache, nausea, fatigue, confusion, memory problems. You can even have sleep disturbance, mood changes. And you typically see these symptoms right after the injury occurs, but sometimes they might not be recognized until days or weeks later.
I remember being a kid and I was playing on the playground and I fell backward, and I remember how hard my head hit the ground. It like bounced off the ground and kind of scared the crap out of me. And then, you know, they sent me to the doctor and all that. Everything was fine. Right. But sometimes you think, well, I can shake it off. If you have any suspicion whatsoever, isn't it a good idea just to get it looked over?
Oh, yeah,
for sure. Not a bad idea.
No, you always want to, go to an emergency center, ER, or, you know, the family doctor. But some studies have shown that an estimated 1 to 3 million sports-related concussions occur in America each year. And from 2001 to 2005, kids ages 5 to 18 had 2.5 million sports-related injuries, with 135,000 of those being concussions.
Wow.
Well, that's according to the latest data, and that probably will be a bigger number when more data comes in. It's an ongoing process. The more we find out about how all of this works, and I guess CTE is something that comes up a lot when we're talking about professional athletes, football players who have sustained numerous concussions over many, many years, and how that may work out with the NFL at the end of the day.
Right.
But in a situation more locally speaking, maybe you get in a car accident, you have whiplash, or something happens, you need to get it checked out. And that's very important. If you're going to need an attorney, you kind of want to have that stuff documented.
That's true. Nothing helps show an injury or verify the injury like medical care, medical evidence, medical treatment. And certainly that's the most important thing with any injury is, you know, make sure you're looking after your health. And if there's a personal injury case there, well, certainly that can come secondary, and we're happy to help folks with that. But looking after your health, making sure you're okay is number one priority.
Well, preventing.
That's right.
Is the key here. Let's talk about the bike helmet giveaway, because that's a great way to prevent concussions.
Sure. And the CDC has a great website about helmets and how to properly fit helmets for sports, biking, football, baseball, softball, hockey, lacrosse. So go to that website, and that's a good source to learn about how to properly, you know, have a safe-fitting helmet to try and prevent concussions with kids.
We'd just rather you not have one.
That's right. And like you said, speaking of helmets, there's still a week left on our bicycle helmet giveaway. Folks can go to the John Price Law Firm Facebook page and like, comment, or share on our bike giveaway post at the top of the page. And we're going to draw a winner on March 31st, so stay tuned on that.
Very good. JohnPriceLawFirm.com for more information. What's the number to call if we need your help?
Number is 843-552-6011.